Welcome to What the World Needs Now. It's our Healing Day of Prayer, and we invite you to join us to call in and give us your prayer requests. God's Word goes forth out into the world and does the work it was sent to do, to bring health and healing, to bring courage and strength when we're struggling. So sit back and enjoy this hour of power, of conversation and prayer.
Well, good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Altschuler, along with Dr. Anton, with the first Friday of the month. Dr. Anton, can you hear me okay?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on again.
Well, we're glad to have you, and Anton and myself have been partnering together for a number of times on this first Friday of the month, which is really the People's Day of Prayer and for healing. And it's always, it's just, we look forward to the blessings that our triune God is going to bestow upon our listeners today. Isn't that, that's what we look forward to, isn't it, Anton?
Yes, I am, for sure. You know, I do have to say, you know, the last time we were on together, you did something as a first for me, that you actually prayed for me on live over the air. And I really like that, to the point where I noticed during the last month an improvement in my health. So yeah, a lot of people have been praying for me, and but you started it off. Also, you know, with another friend of mine from the Flame of Love, Eileen Pierre Giovanni. And yes, I've had some you know, improvements that I think is you know, improvements, even though it may not seem like a lot to others. But I am definitely thankful for your prayers and all those who prayed for me, and of course our Lord too.
Well, praise God, praise God, boy! Thank you for sharing it, and I think that's so important for our listeners to realize that we are certainly here, and we are the ones on the air doing the praying and all like that, but each of us, we have our own needs, and it's great to realize that here it is, Anton, who is on every Thursday, and he's on with me the first Friday of the month for prayers. Yeah, that was just the Holy Spirit guiding me. It just happened, and that's what the beauty of this show, this Catholic radio station, is, to allow the Spirit of God to touch our listeners, and we're just empty vessels. So, Anton, would you like to start off a prayer for our hour today, if you don't mind?
Sure. Okay, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for being with us here, and this is your month of the Most Sacred Heart, and we ask you to help open up each and every one of our listeners' heart and soul as you pour in your love into their hearts, mind, body, and soul for healing, whether it be for their mind, their body, their spirit, their emotions. And we know that when you said that two or more gather in your name, that you are here. So we know you are present. And so we thank you, Lord Jesus Christ, for being here with us on in his Sign Catholic Radio, and that we have this chance to be with you on the air, and to help pray for your people, Lord, in your name. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. So for our listeners, I forgot to repeat it, but for this day, it's really important that if you're prompted or to call in for prayers for yourself or for others, and the phone number is 610-527-2906, so 610-527-2906. And I thought today we usually do a reading, and today we'll do the Sunday's Gospel reading, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, But whoever does not believe has already been condemned, because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, Anton, what kind of strikes you from that short but powerful gospel?
Yes. Well, you know, this is that famous, probably the most famous quote that we see a lot, especially, you know, during sporting events like football games, college or, you know, professional, where it's John 3:16, right? And so people may not know the exact quote, but they see those numbers, and this is the quote where it says, God so loved the world that he gave his only Son so that everyone who believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. And so that's incredible. It's just, and you know, where it's God the Father is willing to give up his only Son for our sake, as if we were the only person alive, he would still do that. And that's how precious we are in God's eyes. And, you know, it's hard to explain that, or, you know, where we are sinners and we keep on sinning and we try our best to do better, but he still loves us just the same, and he would still die for us, even though he knows we're weak and we would sin again. But with his grace, each day we can improve, and that's how he's hoping, with the grace that he keeps giving us, that we will have eternal life, meaning we'll live forever, happily in heaven. And I'm looking forward to that. Aren't you there, Mike?
I sure am. And when you were speaking, the thought occurred to me that, you know, we hear this, John 3:16, I think Tim Tebow, the football player, really kind of brought it out, because the point is, if we were in a desert and we hadn't drank any water for 24 hours, and somebody came up to us with a glass of cold water and said, here, take this, this will help your thirst, what would we say? We would say, sure, thank you, and we would gulp it down. And God says to us something that quenches more than thirst, but he gives us the opportunity for everlasting life in heaven with him. And in our human nature, we wonder, how can we even not accept that or go wholeheartedly? But there's so many people who afraid of that and turn their heads. It's like they would be in that desert and say, no, that's okay, I can do this myself, you know. And then they end up eventually dying of thirst, literally dying of thirst. So it's so simple, but it's with our human nature, we always want to control things and not reach out to Christ for the help.
You know, like another thing, I was just thinking of another analogy too. It's that, let's say that, you know, we had a winning lottery ticket, you know, let's say it was $1 million each, right? Let's say it's a scratch off or something, right? It had $1 million each, and then we give it to people, but then they turn it down, they don't want it, or they may take it, but they don't cash it in, or they just rip it up, think it's too good to be true, and they, you know, throw it away. And it's kind of like that, but even better. That Christ gives us, you know, all our dreams come true, which will be in heaven, and it's just up to accept this gift, not throw it away or not look at it, you know, with a suspicious eye, but to think, no, it's a free gift, and he did the work for us, he died for us, he paid the price, he suffered for us, and he defeated death, so we don't have to be scared of death. Like, as if it's the one and only thing that can never be conquered. He did it. So he opened the gates of heaven, and it's there for us. We just have to now, you know, repent and believe in the gospel and continue on that journey with him.
And this is the same Jesus who is with us today, and he's, you know, it's called the In His Sign network, and his son is Jesus. And here it is, Jesus is working through us to want to heal his people and answer their prayers.
For sure.
And I think that's part of the thing. I think for our listeners, you know, just really pray that these spirits of blockage or avoidance of that we can be more of the person who's going to take that glass of water in the desert and not die of thirst, but we wish to any illnesses, any spiritual, emotional, or physical needs, any healings for yourself or your loved ones, whatever, if you you know, call in and pray for them. And it's not only us that are praying, it's all of our listeners joining in. So your listeners that you're there, this is an active, alive show, and Jesus is alive and working in each of us. And we're all on the same team, intimately involved with helping to give any physical, emotional, spiritual healing for really all of our listeners. And no one is not offered the chance, but we have to step up and ask. Just like the man who was blind, he said, "What is it you want?" He said, "I want to see," but he asked for it. So today, let's just expect the miracles and keep that going. So the phone numbers to call in are 610-527-2906, and we have a God who's alive. He's well. He's living, and he's at the same time the past, the present, and the future. He's all knowing, and right now is the current time. And I think it's a great opportunity to allow the Lord Jesus to heal His people, and hopefully each one of you will be one of the people today, huh?
Amen. That's great. Yes.
So we had
the key is to believe, and that's what you know, believe and accept that the Lord can do it, and that's how it is. I mean, just like with this gospel, right, that we had, he said, "Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God." So just by invoking Jesus' name, it's that powerful. You know, his name is medicine in itself. So by hearing his word, because remember, he's the word made flesh. And so using his name, you know, and asking and calling upon, invoking him, that he, you know, can react and heal us just by his very wish. And I love that part in the Mass, you know, when he says, "Lord, I'm not worthy to receive you, but only say the word and my soul shall be healed." But we can also say the same thing where, you know, besides our souls will be healed, "Lord, if just say the word and my body will be healed."
Mm-hmm.
Whatever part of your body or your mind or what have you, or my family life or what have you, you can add that to it as a personal intention.
Mm. Amen to that. Amen. Well, we have a couple people that called in before, and I'll go right now. One, somebody prayed for an urgent request. Please pray for David, a homeless vet and Los Angeles. He's a double amputee in serious condition. His limbs are rotting from within, and he wants to die. So that's really a heavy prayer request, but certainly from the heart of this person who called in for David. So do you want to lead the way?
Sure. Well, this is very concerning, of course. And so David, if you're listening, we know your plight, and we want to give you hope that Christ is the way, he is the life, and you know, and he is the light of truth. He has hope for you, and hope is in him. Okay, so just when you believe in our Lord Jesus Christ, when things look down and out and you seem to like want to end your life, just know that Jesus died for you in particular. So you don't have to do that on, you know, to try to think about hurting your own self, because we know that doesn't come from God. So let's pray together here, Mike, for David's soul. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you to come upon David and give him a sense of hope, a sense of peace, and acknowledge that he is loved by God, the Father, God, the Son, and God, the Holy Spirit, and that even though his legs have been amputated, even though he may be homeless, that the Lord still loves you, David, more than the birds of the air, than who have a home that God has given to them, and yet they don't think about it, that they're still given the food and the means to live. And God will come to your rescue because he loves you. And God comes through the help of other people, that even though that you're feeling alone or homeless and you have no legs, that the Lord will be the one who will carry you. He will carry you, if not physically, spiritually. He will be holding you in his arms with tenderness and gentleness to let you know that he loves you no matter what, and that you are worthy of love and you are worthy of forgiveness because you are made in the image and likeness of God. So we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to show David in a powerful way that he is loved by you and that there is hope in him. And so let us pray the Our Father together for David. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Amen. And David, just know these thoughts of hurting yourself, that comes from the evil one. And just you have the power yourself to drive those thoughts away by rebuking them. You can simply say, Lord, help me, you know, and then he will come and help you, or call upon the Blessed Mother and ask your guardian angel also for help. So when you have any of these thoughts of despair, the Lord will come and he will rescue you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Anton. We also had a caller who called for Elizabeth, who has various medical issues, is elderly, and is discouraged about health and financial issues. So, boy, it seems like we're on the same wavelength, the same as the prayers for David, too.
Yes, well, it all comes down to, when we think about it, you know, Elizabeth, if you're listening here, or whoever called in for Elizabeth, that, you know, the whether you're old or you're sickly and also needy as far as with money, that the Lord will provide again. And we have to have that confidence in him that he will help us both inside and out. So whether it's for inner healing or healing of our body and mind, he will provide. He will restore us. And it says in Jeremiah, it says, chapter 30, it says, "For I will restore health to you, and your wounds I will heal, says the Lord." And in Psalms, it says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." And so when you feel the pressures of the world, Elizabeth, about how am I going to pay for things? I'm old and I'm not well. I can't provide for myself. The Lord knows your needs, and this is when you cry out, Lord, help me. Because remember, he's the one who also had said when he was preaching, when he would go around, that he had no place to lay his head. So he too was also homeless. He too was going around like a beggar. He too was rejected by everyone, and he was God. He was not by everyone, but those who opposed him, he was rejected, whereas the apostles and his followers, of course, were his disciples. But so we just want to give you also hope, Elizabeth, that even though it may seem like everything is against you, remember that Psalm 23, right? Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil. So even though it seems like everything is crushing down upon you, that there doesn't seem hope, that like there's not much that you can do, this is the time that the Lord himself will rescue you. And all you need to do is call, and just like what you did here over the air on the radio, and also just call to him daily in prayer as well. Mike, do you have anything to add that you want for Elizabeth?
No, I think that you certainly hit all the right areas of prayer, and don't forget for our listeners that you are involved in these intercessory prayers too, and you are very important and you're very needed and loved by God. So it's an active listening. You're prompted today to listen to the show, and hopefully you'll be prompted to call in and go from there. While you were talking and praying, it just occurred to me, it's funny the way the Lord works. You know, we have a sunny day, and the weather's been beautiful, and it's Friday afternoon, but yet I was very prompt, very strongly. There's a lot of people listening that are suffering from depression, and caught some really more than others. So I think, Anton, that it's important now for us if we could say some prayers for some folks with depression or, you know, with that right now.
Sure. Well, I'm just thinking here, you know, there's a prayer that I'm turning to here, and this is from a book called Deliverance Prayers. Mm-hmm. And it actually fits for the two other callers, you know, for both David and Elizabeth, but also for those who are in depression. And so I'm going to lead this for those who have the spirit of depression or the spirit of despair or hopelessness haunting them. Okay, so those of you on the air that hear me, if you can try to pray this prayer, and I'll say it slowly so you can learn how to do this, okay? And you have the power to self-deliver, okay? Just like you have the power to, let's say you have enough money to go to the pharmacy or the drugstore and to buy over-the-counter, let's say, medicine such as Tylenol or Advil to help with pain or a headache or with fever. Well, just the same way, our Lord gives us the power to do self-deliverance prayers, that you can say it yourself, okay? And so if you can, repeat after me, and we're going to use the term we're going to call against the spirit of depression, and then we're going to do the same prayer and then call it against the spirit of despair.
Okay.
All right. Spirit of depression, I bind you in the name of Jesus by the power of the Holy Cross, by the power of the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Michael the Archangel, the Apostles, Peter and Paul, and all of the saints, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to tell these spirits of depression to leave and go to the foot of the Holy Cross to receive their just punishment in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Okay.
So I hope, brothers and sisters, you're saying that. I try to say it slow enough that you can follow along. I'm going to do it again now, but we're going to do this for those who are feeling despair. Okay? So this is the spirit of despair. We're going to ask the Lord to bind it, okay, to send it away. And we're going to ask that the Lord send it away to the foot of the cross, because remember, his blood paid for all the sins. And so this is how we can drive it away, okay? And we're asking the Lord to do it, okay? All right, we're going to start for the spirit of despair. And this is also for David and Elizabeth and anybody else who's listening. Please try to say it as I'm saying it and follow along. Spirit of despair, I bind you in the name of Jesus, by the power of the holy cross, by the power of the most precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Saint Michael the Archangel, the blessed apostles, Peter and Paul, and all of the saints, we ask our Lord Jesus Christ to send the spirit of despair to the foot of the cross and to receive its just sentence in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you, Anton. That was they were the perfect prayers for those spirits to be freed from our listeners who are suffering from those spirits and sometimes don't even realize that the spirits are clinging to them and doing that. And praise be to God, because he is the ultimate healer and he wants us to be free as he sets us free so that we can be one with him and our souls can enlighten and everything like that. I think, Anton, we're going to pause for a commercial break and we will be right back to our listeners, okay?
Kathleen McCarthy enhances my life in so many ways. She's a friend, a teacher, and at times, a true spiritual mother. She has the great gift of meeting and loving each person where they are at. My name is Kathy Tierney. After I met Kathleen, I started to listen to her radio programs. In the Silence of My Heart is so special, because the words provoke personal meditation and reflection. It gives gems to think about Jesus' love for me and for each of us. Our Lord then put Kathleen and Father Dermot Roach together when the Holy Spirit is with you. What a match. Wow. The program is an hour, but amazingly it is like a coffee break that flies by. Our Blessed Mother and the Holy Spirit brought us the child Jesus. And Kathleen and Father Dermot bring Jesus, the Word, to the opening of every program. After the reading of the Holy Gospel, their teaching conversation so stirs your heart and soul, you will know the Holy Spirit is with you.
My friends, it is you who have stood lockstep with us in underpinning our apostolate by your powerful prayers and sacrificial financial giving. We have no doubt that you surely are the angels the Lord said he would send to us, and we are forever grateful. These are urgent times, and we need to proclaim the truth of God's Word, which alone can set us free. And we need to bring the Lord's healing power, love, and mercy out to a world that is in such desperate need. As your local Catholic radio apostolate, we are humbled and mightily blessed to have your loyal support. For our new listeners who would be interested in joining us, we can be reached at 610-527-5 2906, or on the web at inhissign.com.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I'm Mike Altshuler, along with Dr. Anton on the People's Day of Prayer. And boy, Anton, the first 30 minutes went really fast, and we thank goodness for our Lord, where He can make minutes seem like hours. So we're going to have plenty of God's time in the next 30 minutes that are going to seem like hours. So you listeners who are prompted, we pray you have the holy boldness to call in and get these prayerful intercessions on the air. And we'll go from there. The phone number is 610-527-2906. So 610-527-2906. We had two other folks that sent emails about prayer requests. And there is a prayer request for Bernie Richard and Wayne Shake for illnesses. So that can really generally prayer requests for all of our listeners too. So I guess we incorporate quite a prayer with the prayers for these illnesses of which we're not sure about with Bernie and Wayne. So.
Sure. Okay. Well, I have a prayer here that actually is very fitting for both of them, especially because this is the month of the most sacred heart of Jesus. So this is a prayer for health for Bernie and Wayne and for their illnesses that they have. Oh, Sacred Heart of Jesus, we come to ask of your infinite mercy the gift of health for both Bernie and Wayne, and as well as David, Elizabeth, and all those who are listening, that they may receive the strength and to be able to serve you more faithfully and to love you more sincerely than in the past. We wish them to be well and strong, if this be your good pleasure and for your greater glory, filled with high resolves and determined to perform their task more perfectly for you, we wish them to be enabled to get back to their health, wholly and lovingly to serve you forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Anton.
Sure.
We have a caller on line two, Janine, let me put her on. Hello, Janine. Thanks for calling.
Okay, well, thank you for being there, lifting up our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
Helps make them more powerful.
Amen.
And thank you, Dr. Anton. I just always love to hear your teachings.
Oh, thank you, Janine.
I'm calling to get some extra prayers for a son who has an addiction to marijuana. And he is bipolar, and it's really affecting his marriage. His wife just doesn't want to deal with it anymore. He also has difficulty in getting into a job. Can't make decisions. So it's just a very sad situation because he's rather gifted, but it's just ruining his life.
Well, yes. Well, I thank you for calling in, Janine. And being also a very regular listener here to In His Sign Catholic Radio. So we ask prayers for your son. Also, let me just make the comment, regarding the marijuana, that the kind that goes around now is especially more powerful than back in the old days of Cheech and Chong, if you remember those two people. And it's so strong that it really takes away one of the most strongest gifts that God has given us, and that's free will, okay?
Yes.
And so when that free will is taken away, it affects our intellect also. So as you know, we're given, free will our intellect, you know, are able to, and also our memory. And so when a person is taking these kinds of drugs, that it takes away these gifts that God has. And therefore, a person cannot make the right decisions, and they don't, they're not thinking well or thinking like themselves anymore. And then add to that the bipolar disease, you know, that actually also compounds it, because this is where we need these deliverance prayers.
Absolutely.
And so if you were listening earlier, to also ask you to pray deliverance prayers, you know, for your son as well, for the to be released from the bipolar. So I can do that with you, but let me start off right now with the with this prayer for addictions. And I'm getting this from a special book from a friend of mine. His name is Jesse Romero, who's also in the Exorcism Ministry. And so the name of this book is called Lord, Prepare My Hands for Battle. Okay, and I'm going to read this prayer and pray for your son, that he may be able to get off these really drugs and the bipolar, and be able to have a job.
Yes.
Lord Jesus, you said, I have come to set the captives free.
Amen.
And Janine's son is captive and needs healing, needs the healing touch to be set free. Lord Jesus, please free him from his addiction, so that he will be free from the cares and the worries that prevent his happiness and holiness. Free him from those sins that cling to him, and to those sins which clings to that free him, that prevent him from his thinking and his being have a clear mind, and help him so he no longer has any compulsive behaviors that prevent him from being your holy child. Bring this child of yours, our loving Savior, to help so he can experience an abundant life, which you promised in your name. And we ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, to please send away these spirits of bipolar from him, and send these spirits to the foot of the cross to receive its just punishment in your holy name, Lord Jesus Christ. And please help Janine and her family.
Okay. Amen. Jesus, have mercy on us. I'm doing that too.
Good. Yes, you know, Jeannie, I do also want to thank you for calling. You know, I see that you're a very faithful woman of God, very prayerful and pious, and your prayers are always heard. And just remember, be patient, because that's how God is. He always hears your prayers, and he always answers. It's either yes, no, maybe, or wait. And it may be just wait right now, you know, and the answer is coming.
Hmm.
Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank you for your prayers.
Janine, what's the name of your son's wife? What's her name?
Reyna.
Okay. Let's.
R-E-Y-N-A.
Okay.
She is a lovely, she's a wonderful person.
And your son's name is?
My son's name is Neil.
Neil, okay.
For Cornelius, yeah.
Okay. Kind of prompted let's say some prayers for Reyna, because she's certainly going to be an important part of this healing, and she's certainly affected by it, and it's difficult, but it might be through her prayerful intercession too might be the key. So I think I'll say a prayer for Reyna. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you for giving Janine the boldness to call for her son's healing from these addictions, and also some help for the bipolar. We pray for Neil's wife, Reyna, that you can show compassion on her and allow her the wisdom to understand this spirit of addiction that's really affecting, the tentacles are affecting her. We pray, Lord, for your protection and Lord, in your name, Jesus, we pray that you may put a holy protection around Reyna and allow her just to be a, without words, a healing influence on her husband, Neil. Lord Jesus, we pray, certainly we just want all marriages to be healthy and loving. And we pray, Lord, for your intercession in this marriage. And please give Raina extra strength and faith to be the foundation to getting through this. And I want her to keep her hope and prayers alive. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. God bless you.
Thank you, Jenny.
Okay, for thank you for your prayers. Thank you.
You're welcome.
God bless you.
Bye
God
now.
Bless you.
Well, that's always it's always touches your heart when the mother's calling about her child, and kind of reminds me of Saint Monica. How look at her prayers paid off for her son Augustine.
Exactly.
He became one of the greatest saints, and she did the faith. So we certainly pray for all the mothers that they continue with that the faith and hope, knowing that their prayers will be answered in God's time, and also for the spouses, which I was really prompted strongly for the spouses that are affected by these different addictions, where their mates will have addictions that they need protection too. I think sometimes we forget that, and God wants everyone healed, right?
Yes, and you know, it's very touching, like as you said, you know, when a mother prays for their children. And how you gave the example of St. Monica. And so that also just shows about the patience of St. Monica and how that paid off spiritually to have her son, you know, convert, not only just convert, become a Catholic priest, a bishop, and then a saint, and then doctor of the church. And so, you know, Janine, when you pray for your children and your family like that, you may not see the fruits of that. Maybe until all of it's said and done, in other words, in the afterlife, that you'll see that the people that you prayed for were your ticket actually to heaven, because that was your ministry, your vocation, and those people you helped bring into heaven because of your prayers. And then you'll be, you know, you'll be crowned with glory because of your intercessions and your faith and love for God's people and your love for God. You know, we'll see it all at the very end. We're like underneath a tapestry where we see all the, you know, the strings hanging loose, but we don't see the top side of it until we get to heaven, this tapestry that the Lord makes, and you're part of that masterpiece with your children, and that in this section of that tapestry, he's created the masterpiece in you and your family, but you just see the underside. You just see the knots, the strings, and you don't see the whole story until you go to the other side. So,
amen.
Yes, but and Mike, you just said great prayers there also for bringing up their names specifically, and also for Raina too to pray for.
And for our listeners, if you can visualize, you've been seeing incense, how that when it's lit up at the church, and it just rises so slowly in this billowy clouds, but it rises. And just try to visualize every prayer that you pray for. There's none that are not important, and they are just like that incense rising up to heaven. So although we cannot see our prayers, and sometimes we'll never know answers of our prayers till, as Anton said, we get to heaven. The point is, just know and believe, just like you know the sun's out on a cloudy day, it's there. Or you know, you think you know gravity exists, you never see gravity. Just know that your prayers, try to think about that like incense, just rising. And every time your prayers, without words, your prayers from your heart, are just more and more incense, just rising up to heaven. And I think that gives us each a purpose. That we are important as intercessors for others, and our prayers do matter, and prayers do help. Amen to that, huh?
Amen. Yes, amen.
Well, we had another person had sent an email in. Melissa, the email for pray for my two sons who grew up in the faith, were educated in Catholic schools and have fallen away from God and the church. This is a prayer for a lot of parents out there, I'm sure, with that.
Yes, for sure. It's a lot of it is really because of the faith, right? That we are lacking in faith. There's also a scripture, if I remember right, from Hosea 4:6, that it says, "My people die for lack of knowledge," you know, and so in other words, not the worldly knowledge, but spiritual knowledge. And so, Melissa, thank you for emailing us so we can pray for your two sons. I have a sense that it's because of their lack of spiritual knowledge, because if they knew the treasures, the spiritual treasures that the Lord has ready for them, if they're willing to accept it, then their life would be even more happier than they can ever imagine. And so this is where, you know, we have to just really try to seek out more understanding and actually ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. So I think that's what we should do, because that is what the Holy Spirit does. So, Lord Jesus Christ, when you ascended into heaven, you promised us to send your Holy Spirit, and that you did, the great advocate, the paraclete, who you sent down on Pentecost. This past Sunday, we commemorated that, and we asked you to help Melissa's two sons who fell away from the faith, who need to know you better so they can love you and desire you and want to establish a relationship and friendship with you. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to give them the seven gifts of the Holy Spirit, the gift of wisdom, the gift of understanding, knowledge, fortitude, counsel, piety, and fear of the Lord, so they could serve you and give the fruits of the Spirit, the 12 fruits of the Spirit, Lord Jesus Christ. We ask you, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, to help Melissa's family, especially her two sons, so they may be able to receive that gift of faith and have that fire of faith aflame and burn brightly, so they can serve you, Lord, with all their heart, mind, body, and soul. And this we ask in your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. And I think that's a very prevalent prayer for many, many parents who have, adult children, young adult children, and that have gotten away from the faith, and sometimes they're, they feel like it's their fault, or they concerned. But, God isn't a grandfather. He's a father. So he's offers that personal relationship to each one of his children. And really pray that there'll be other people in their lives that will touch them and somehow teach them through the Holy Spirit, or they'll see someone's holiness or how they conduct themselves, and the Holy Spirit will touch them and say, I want some of that. And the other person will say, they'll go, what is it about you? And the person will give, just talk about their relationship with Jesus or with God. And that's sometimes, God's always wants these things to happen. And I think as parents, we tend to try to control it ourselves, like it's our fault and we got to get this thing fixed. And really, the best we can do is pray, and when the opportunity comes up, certainly present it in a loving, patient way. Sometimes forcing something on, it's like, what is it, that the mules, when you push a mule, they're pretty stubborn. And young adults can be pretty stubborn. But as Anton prayed for the gift of the Holy Spirit to enlighten each person, so that perhaps through a situation, it might not be a good situation, but it might cause them to fall to their knees and they can't go down any further, so they have to look up. and at some point have an awareness of the omnipotence of God and of Jesus and of the Holy Spirit, especially this Trinity Sunday. So that's a really tough thing, but God, by having faith, God wants each one of his children to come home to him. So he doesn't give up, and it's not, we pray for the parents that are sometimes getting despaired or anger or whatever it might be, these feelings, just pray and hand it to the Lord. He'll provide instances more than no. And Anton, that's a great thing you said about that the gifts of the Holy Spirit will descend upon these young adults who really have gotten away from God and the church, and somehow they'll be enlightened to see these truths, because once they feel them and live them, it's new life to them, and it's a total awakening, and the spiritual things that go on, we have this veil over our eyes, they can't see it, and if they could just see all the miracles happening at a Mass, or with the Eucharist becoming truly Jesus Christ, or going to adoration and spending that quiet time, or having a good, healthy reconciliation with the Holy Priest, it's a pretty easy decision, but the key is we just pray that it's a great prayer you had about the Holy Spirit touching these young adults and opening their eyes to say, I want some of that. What is it that these other people have and I don't have? I'm empty. I'm searching. It's always about me, 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 and not getting filled up with God's love and looking out. And then we can see others and the love in them.
Right. You know, I wanted to quickly share, there's a short little story in a book called Holy Moments by Matthew Kelly. And in the beginning, it has the first chapter, it talks about how, two monks were sitting by the side of a tranquil lake, and it was like glass when they can see the sun shining on it. The stillness of the lake was so quiet that the sun reflected on it, and it gave them such peace of mind. And so the analogy was that when our soul, when we are quiet, that we can see and feel the truth, the goodness and the beauty, not only of nature, but of God. But when there's a wind or a storm that upsets that tranquil lake, you can't see the reflection anymore of the sun. So like the sun is like God, and we are like the lake, that if we're still, we can reflect God, and people will see that in us. They see the reflection of God. But if we are if we're not at peace, it's as if there's waves on that lake, or such ripples that you cannot, it doesn't reflect the sun, which is, like a symbolism of God. So this is where if people can just take the time, whether it be in nature or just sit in the back of the church for 5 minutes and just even plan out your day. That's what changed Matthew Kelly's life. As a 19-year-old, a doctor challenged him and said, well, if you want to be happy, just go sit in the church for 5 minutes. Try that every day and just plan your day. And then Matthew Kelly liked it so much that he just stayed there longer. And after that, he ended up having interactions with God the Father, I think 1,400-odd times. So by the time he was 25, he was going all over the world, talking about how God the Father personally visited him and talked to him. And then his life changed, and he had a great business career, and now he, evangelizes in the world. And so that started as a 19-year-old, when he just spent 5 minutes at the back of the church, just planning his day. And he just liked the quietness, and it healed his soul. And so I think this is what people need. They need to talk to God in the quietness of the heart. So go to the back of the church, go to adoration, sit in your car, hold a crucifix. Hold a holy card, something. Just talk to God at least 5 minutes, and then you'll see the difference.
Yeah, that's well said. And what was... there was, oh, there's another reading. It was just exactly on that. But what a great point about the reflection of the lake, and we can be reflecting God from us to do that. And it's really gifts that God wishes to give to us, but we have to slow down our lives and listen to Him. And listen to His gentle whispers. But He will speak to us and give us that peace and realize that by just slowing down and listening to Him, He'll kind of prepare us for the next part of the day, because He already knows how He would like the day to turn out for each one of us. But we make decisions sometimes when we get away from Him, and we want to do it our way, and our way generally doesn't work out so great when we don't have the best friend the world will ever have right by our side and keeping in mind, right?
Exactly. And this is another reason why we should also ask our guardian angel's help, because he's actually smarter than us, and he knows us better than we know ourselves, and he can see what kind of traps are ahead of us, or what kind of the evil spirits are trying to bother us, and He can warn us if we just ask His help. That's another thing. Just pray the guardian angel prayer, too.
Well, why don't we have 2 minutes to go. Let's start with that prayer for our listeners. So, Anton, actually, it's when I'll say it quietly, though, but you say it so we're not speaking over each other. But and this is for each person. Listen to this if you don't know the prayer, and pray, think about your guardian angel. So, go ahead.
Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light, to guard, to rule and guide. Amen.
Amen.
And we also want to pray for actually the St. Michael the Archangel prayer while we're at it.
Sure.
Right? Because this is also a deliverance prayer to deliver any of the listeners, again, who are in despair, depression, anxiety, bipolar, any kind of hopelessness or lack of faith. Ask also St. Michael to banish these evil spirits away.
Okay.
Pray that.
Let's do it.
St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and the snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen.
Amen.
And we'll do a Hail Mary now. It's very powerful against the demons. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen.
And St. Joseph, terror of demons, pray for us.
Pray for us.
He's a very powerful prayer. Well, we are just about out of time, and I want to thank you, Dr. Anton, for once again joining in, and for our listeners for being active, prayerful listeners, and you're very important, and just know and expect each of you will receive some sort of physical, emotional, or spiritual healing from today's prayer, and just keep up that communication with our Jesus, right?
Yes, amen.
Amen. Well, thanks, Dr. Anton. Thank you, listeners, and our time is up. Bye now.